Welcome to the Almost 30 podcast. I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Krista, and we're your hosts, guides, and friends on this path. Almost 30 is not about your age. It's about the feeling. All of us are almost something, seeking community and resources to support the rumblings of transformation within us.
Our conversations are deep dives, shepherded by our insatiable curiosity and desire for connection, enduring inspiration, and a sense of levity that we can all benefit from.
We're looking to find the magic in the human experience.
Buckle up, baby. Your evolution is waiting.
Hello and welcome to Almost 30 Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. We're here together. Thanks for being here. We're BFFs forever and ever.
Forever and ever. Welcome back to Almost 30. If you are an OG, we love y'all so much. It's been since 2016 we've been doing this thing. We are truly leaders in the space, if I do say so myself. I was speaking at an event last weekend in Arizona, and I was actually like embodying that. We were true fucking OGs.
We are OGs.
We're OGs.
But so, I think we always feel, we live in the beginner's mind.
Yeah.
So we're always feeling like, are we actual?
It feels like we were OGs and then everyone else eclipsed us.
Yeah. Or it just feels like everyone does it now. So it's kind of hard to gauge.
Totally. And it's just a full-on industry, yada, yada. If you're new here, welcome. We're so grateful that you're here. My name's Krista, and this is my bestie, Lindsay. We are two gals that are not almost 30 anymore, but we're still doing this thing. We like to have interesting, real conversations. We like to bring on amazing guests to talk about things in the spirituality and wellness space. And we like to also drop in with solo episodes with topics that you guys request, things that are percolating in our mind. Any information we can bestow upon you, we want to do it.
Yeah, we've been wanting to do more solos. It's just feeling like a season of that. So especially when we're together in New York, we want to maximize our time. But I've been hearing so much on the internets that Krista Williams is having her inner and outer glow up of the century. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do an episode together just on, I don't know if I'm experiencing an actual glow up,
you
but
are.
There's aspects of a glow up yours that I'm was, experiencing.
You're holding the glow up you experienced earlier.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I think you had your glow up when I was getting married and you were moving, I think.
Yeah.
That was your glow up, and you've held strong with your glow up.
Thank you.
So I'm late to the glow up game.
Yeah, it's interesting to look back. I mean, we've both done this where we sometimes look back at photos of us.
Can't.
Even before we met. Like, I look back to college, and I remember feeling so hot at times. Mm-hmm. And now realizing that that is so far from what I now know is actually really hot.
100%.
Does that make sense?
Okay, so much to say because competition for me was slim. I'm in the middle of Ohio, baby. So I used to say, whenever we'd go to concerts at Riverbend, which is in Ohio, we'd always get asked backstage with the artists, me and my friends, even we were like underage because there was like, we're in the middle of Ohio. Like I'm wearing braces.
NSYNC's coming to Ohio.
I'm looking amazing. And then also, but also now with Instagram and social media, you are like, whoa, there's so much more to compare to.
Yes.
So I think back then, I'm like, oh my gosh, of course, I'm so hot. I'm comparing to like,
Thank God I had that confidence back then. You know what I mean? If I had social media like kids do now, I would not have had that confidence.
I think I oscillated between literally thinking I was the hottest person ever and thinking I was absolutely dog shit.
Yelf.
It was like the one or the other, like you're so hot.
What would dictate it?
Probably attention.
Yeah.
Or like whatever I was, like my weight, whatever I was wearing.
I have nothing to wear.
Yes.
We have to go shopping this weekend before going out.
Yes.
Yeah. Totally. But yeah, I feel like it's so interesting being in this day and age where we have, you know, eyes on us in one way and to experience this like quote unquote glow up. Mm-hmm. And I think you said it in the last episode or one of our solo episodes where it's like, you know, people treat me differently.
Yeah.
People see me differently and treat me differently. And there's like a change in our field, which is like kind of not skewing, but just changing the perception of us. And it's just a really interesting experience because I know there's a part of me that like seeks that validation that I'm experiencing, either a glow up or I look good or I look healthier, better, happier, whatever it is. So it's just like a very interesting thing to experience and also be aware of.
Yeah, 100%. And it's weird. It's weird because it's like I was, it's weird because before when I wasn't as attractive or whatever I was. It went forward. I was just me at a different time.
Uh-huh.
I was still trying really hard.
Totally.
That's what's so insane. It's like, now I looked a little different, but it's like, I'm trying, am I trying harder or less? I don't know. So it's weird because yes. The tips that I would have given, I probably was trying to do at some point, but maybe weren't working. Like, I don't know what it was like. It wasn't like I was a total fucking, not that I'm saying that I was a slob, but I was trying still. And maybe it was just things that weren't working.
But that's why I think these types of quote transformations are so complex. People
yes.
think,
oh my gosh, 100%.
They say to you, so what are you eating and how, yes. what are your workouts?
Yes.
And you're like, I started to trust myself.
Yeah.
I mm-hmm. did a total like
100%
clearing of anyone in my life that wasn't all, like things like that, yes. that people don't realize actually affect your physical body,
yes.
your skin, like your sleep, yes. which affects this.
Yes.
It's so complex.
I completely agree. And even it's so interesting because it's like last year and the past year when I've had whatever the glow up, like the most best year of my life, like yeah. hardest, but most joyful at the same time. So it's like, I had so much grief with my divorce and my dad. And it was like, so I'm approaching everything differently because I have more stress, less stress. Food is less interesting to me because I'm feeling so much. And it was a different, it was just, yeah, it was so different. So it was like, you have the glow, like there's things that are affecting me mentally and emotionally that are affecting how I view my body and how I view food and how I view life in a way where I'm taking the pressure off of what I look like.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting that it would provide you with, I don't know that you look better, but yeah, it is. It's like, I could list all the things and we'll talk about it in the glow up that I've done or that you've done to have the inner and outer glow up. But it's also parts of your life that like are not glow up that make you change.
Yes.
You know, like things that are hard that also sort of move you along to your inner and outer glow up because you reestablish a connection yeah. with yourself or faith in yourself or trust in yourself or like a love for yourself outside of what it means to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm. I want to use a diamond analogy.
Okay, I'm ready.
Rock under pressure creates a diamond.
Yes, that's exactly it. Before I was coal. Now, under pressure.
I was coal,
girl. I was nasty and coal.
Yeah, but it is that. I completely, completely agree. So, okay, talk to me more about what that, I guess, what came first, the chicken or the egg, in terms of like the interactive glow up?
I think it started probably post-divorce, maybe even before with just, I don't know, I did feel the pressure after the divorce. I was like, if I'm going to be in the dating world, I do want to look really good. I want to feel really good about how I look. I want to feel confident. So I had that desire for sure. And it's interesting because I was at Lacey's like, January of this time last year or December of this time last year, I think it was for her Christmas party. And there was this psychic there and he was like, you are going to become more beautiful this year.
Mm.
And he's like, you're going to lose weight and become more beautiful. He also was like, he said other crazy stuff, but I was like, that's the most interesting thing. Cause I've never heard a psychic ever say yes. anything about that. They're always say the same kind of things. And I was like, oh, that's fascinating. And I'll take it. Like,
uh-huh.
And so it was interesting to kind of set the precedent for the year like that. But I think I was so busy with things that were going on in my internal life that my practices in health and wellness became more, less of a focus. And what I've noticed in my body journey or in my relationship with food is that the less I focus on it, the better it is, to yeah. be honest. You know, in the years before, I'd been probably not felt good in my body and been like, okay, I have to do this thing. I have to eat this way. I have to work out in this way. And it didn't really serve me
yeah.
At all. But I think if we start, you know, with the inner stuff, it's been a season of deep pain and grief, but then also like rediscovering myself in a way that like I'll never self-abandon again. Like I will never abandon myself for anyone else in my life. And I was even thinking about this recently. So a practice that I do with any of my relationships is I always like in my mind psychically let them go. Like I just release them kind of every so often because I noticed a part of me would hold on to relationships mm-hmm. so tightly and define myself based on them and then self-abandon quite often because I was like, I need this connection. And you know, it's like the Get More Mate thing. Like authenticity over attachment, like I would always choose my attachment over my authenticity.
Right.
That's what I was doing for so long in my relationship. That's what I've done for most of my life. So by like psychically letting go of everyone and knowing that I'm okay if none of my friends were my friends, if none of the people that loved me, I would still love myself and I would still be there for myself. And it's been nice to be less attached to people. And that has created such space for me where I'm like, no, I know I always have myself and I know I'll always prioritize my needs, my desires, my experience as much as other people's. Because before it's just like, what do they want? What do you want to do? Like always just kind of negotiating to other people and prioritizing other people and their needs and experiences over mine.
I am not normally a bra girl. I'll be honest, I like to go bra-less. However, I have found bras that I actually like, that are comfortable, that I love, that look good under any piece of clothing, and even when I don't have clothes on. And these bras are Skims, okay? You know I love Skims. The underwear, I've worn it for a long time. I always talk about it. But dang, they have delivered on bras. They are worth the hype. Amazing shape and support. I wasn't really expecting how comfortable they are. Unbelievable. Skims is creating the next generation of loungewear for every body, and it's going to be comfortable on your body. And their bras are made with innovative technology to give you the best shape and support. Plus, every bra is designed with the comfiest and softest material, so you'll feel like you're wearing nothing at all. I will attest, I feel like I'm wearing nothing at all. And Skims offers a complete system of bra solutions for every need and style. So truly, they've got you. And again, those sizes, 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Pretty wild. So I have the weightless scoop bra. So versatile. I will wear it literally just around the house. I wear it to bed. I'll wear it under a t-shirt. I also love the Fits Everybody plunge bra in okra. Ooh, it is just so soft, like literally butter. I don't feel like I'm wearing anything. And I have the Fits Everybody unlined demi bra. It's kind of sexy. I really love it. But it has like a wire, but I don't even feel it. They just know how to do it. So believe the hype, believe the hype. Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. Skims bras are now available at skims.com. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Enjoy. Oh, Lord. I mean, when you find the loungewear of your dreams, is anything better, truly, is anything better than finding comfies that you're obsessed with? So I have found them for us. Look no further than Cozy Earth. Okay. Their line of women's loungewear features incredible silhouettes, so you can just wear it all day, every day. And it's made with this premium viscose from bamboo that I swear to you is like the most soft, comfy, yummy material I've ever had on my body. It's ultra soft and it's also temperature regulating. Your girl runs hot. So I have to make sure that if I am lounging or sleeping in something, like it needs to be temperature regulating. I give this as gifts all the time and they're so flattering. So they have loungewear, modern staples for every day, no matter the activity. I have their joggers. I have their pajama sets. You are going to love. You need these. Okay. You absolutely need these. The bamboo joggers, in fact, I've given as a gift many, many times over. They fall at the perfect place on your ankle. They come in a bunch of different colors. I have them in black. I also have them in light gray. They come in a navy. They come in a charcoal, white, haze, twilight. It's so darling. I also want to talk about Cozy Earth's bedding. I can't talk about their yummy loungewear without talking about where I'm going to be when I'm wearing it. Their bedding is unbelievable. It was actually a part of Oprah's favorite things in 2018. Cozy Earth's best-selling bamboo sheet set is temperature regulating as well and incredibly soft. I'm obsessed. I have this on my bed. I have their luxury pillow sheets, blankets. I just have like a whole Cozy Earth moment in my bedroom. And what's awesome is that their bedding essentials are backed by a lengthy warranty, which is awesome. So if you're looking for like a really casual elegance for your bedroom, look no further than Cozy Earth. Cozy Earth provided an exclusive offer for our listeners today. Get this. This is the highest discount that we've ever had, I would say. 35% off site wide. Are you kidding? Use code ALMOST30. 35% off site-wide when you use code ALMOST30 at CozyEarth.com. CozyEarth.com, code ALMOST30 for 35% off site-wide.
Two things. It's like, if you imagine that you're seeing yourself, not self-abandoned, you know, letting go of any need to be validated, liked by other people. It's like to see the person like that to me is so attractive.
Yeah.
Right. It's like an energy of a person that probably affects, you know, how you visually perceive them.
Yeah.
It's so slight. It's like the posture. It's like their, the way they walk into a room, like the way they carry themselves.
It's like they don't need anybody.
Exactly.
And there's a magnetism to that.
Yes. And it's not in a way that's like, fuck you, I don't need you. It's just like, it is that beauty in the unattachment that I think is perceivable, but people don't realize that that's what they're feeling. And then two, it's like when you're letting go of people on a regular basis, it's almost like you're clearing the buildup. And I've felt this before, the buildup of anxiety. And I think anxiety is very much aging. You know, I look at myself in like anxious seasons and I'm like, whoa. I didn't even realize that I almost like looked older. I looked more tired. I looked more like weighed down. And so if you're doing that on a regular basis, I really love that. It's like a literal energetic weight clearing.
Yeah. I had a clearing conversation with a friend and I was like talking to my therapist before because I was like, I need, you know, if I'm processing with anyone, I want it to be my therapist before I do that. Mm-hmm. And so I was like talking about it and I'm like, what I like to do is just go into the conversation. Like if we leave not friends, like I'm going to be okay. Yes. Like if I have to let go of this relationship, I'm okay with that. And there could be like a protective part, you know, that could be a protective part, of course, that's like, who cares? Fuck them.
Yeah.
Don't need that relationship. But it's also, it allows me to be like, I'm going to say how I feel. And I'm going to stand up for myself or like be able to express my needs and be okay if that's not met or be okay if it's not, you know, being reciprocated. And being able to be in right relationship with yourself is like the biggest like inner glow up and being able to be a home for yourself and like at peace for yourself. So I think practicing unattachment within your relationships is super helpful because then you desire the relationship rather than needing it.
Yeah.
And you're able to like step in more as you because you don't need anything from anybody. You're like, I don't need you to like complete me. I don't need you to soothe me. I don't need you to do anything but be who you are and, you know, show up how you want.
Yeah. And what do you think, how do you think the grief allowed, like feeling that grief allowed you to...
Well, I realized that I'm still in grief because my dad's situation's getting worse. So it's been interesting because it's been like a year, 2 years of it. Like it'll probably be 2 years of it. And so it's like, I was like, oh, it's not over. But it's, I think that intensity of feeling and learning to allow myself to feel my fullest capacity, which I learned to do in the darkness when I did the darkness retreat, which I've done episodes on that before if you guys want to listen to those episodes about the darkness retreat. But allowing myself to feel the full capacity of my emotions is really enabled me to see food as less of the outlet for soothing. And I think that's what I was doing so much was like not speaking my truth, not being my authentic self. I needed food to soothe. I needed food to feel. So now if I'm like, no, I actually know how to soothe myself. I actually know how to be a home to myself. I actually know it's okay if I feel the fullest extent of my emotions. Then I don't really rely on food to do that for me, to stunt my feelings, to be like the answer to stopping how I feel. So for anyone that wants to, you know, no longer use food to soothe, you have to really become aware of that process. You know, when you're binging or when you're overeating or when you're finding food as a numbing mechanism and make enough space in your calendar and day to like feel your feelings and be really present with what is. And I think also when I'm in the process of really feeling, you know, the other day I had a dinner and I canceled it just because I knew I was kind of in a process with my dad. And I was like home just like crying so hard. And I was just like, not even thinking about what it was about. It's like, yeah, there's things that it's about, but also just like not being so in the mind with it. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes our bodies are just trying to somatically release things, you yes. know, that are really built up. So when I'm able to just be really present with that, it's just made such a better relationship with food because I'm like, oh, you're not my answer. Because then it's your answer and then it's your nightmare. Because you're like, I hate you, but I love you. And yeah. that dance that so many people do with eating and food is just like exhausting.
Yeah. Could be food. It could be substances. It could be
yeah, shopping,
working
love,
out.
Yeah,
mm-hmm, totally. And also like, you know, just thinking kind of very basically, but like after a good cry, looking in the mirror, there's something about, mm-hmm. even though it's like aesthetically like, whoa, but it's, there is like a clearing that happens after you cry. So no matter you know, what it is about. I think, you know, having that time to truly feel and not feeling like you need to temper mm-hmm. what's happening.
Yeah.
I think the body really enjoys. Okay, more from the inner.
I would say you probably have this too.
Yeah.
Boundaries. And I don't want to be like a cornball yeah. cliche person because yeah. I think boundaries, everyone's talking about them, but man, my boundary game is just so good.
Oh, yeah.
Like so good, so solid right now. And it's just such a pleasure to exist with better boundaries with all my friendships, with all my relationships, with work. I could be a little bit better, but it's like micro moments of checking in, like with my body, with my intuition, like how does this feel? Doesn't feel good, create a boundary. Doesn't feel good, move on. And I just know that I'm not needed everywhere I go to be emotionally processing everything, to be like energetically lifting the mood. Like I just before would be in process with everyone and processing every single thing with every single person because that's like where I normally shine. And now I'm just like unavailable to be using my energy in ways that are not sustainable for me and that are not beneficial for both me and the other person. Mm-hmm. So I excuse myself from situations. I just energetically say no to like processing things for people. I'm just way more clear about who is in my life and who is in my circle and who like is a person that has access to me. Because if I don't have my full energy, there's just no way I'm gonna, yeah, be able to do anything with my life.
I've seen like the transformation in that sense with you where like I remember back in the day, like I would be in awe of either how many people you would see, how much you would do in a day. Mm-hmm. And then we would also be together at the end of days yeah. where you're like, I'm done.
Yes.
Like I'm totally done. And now like...
And I would give you the worst of me as
not
my
really,
husband.
But like... but
yes.
I would know when you were done.
Yes.
And then...
I morph.
You morph. It's hilarious.
And guys, I morph. Yeah. So basically if I'm out She'll at a like, party or somewhere, I'm like, haha. And I'm like life of the party. And then I'm...
All of a sudden.
I melt and I'm done. And I'm like, I'm morphing. We need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And sometimes in those moments, like we would be together. And I know this was happening and we would kind of numb with food where we'd be like, yes. okay, let's eat or yes. let's like,
yes.
But I was going to say now, like you coming to New York in the beginning, when you would come, I'd be like, oh, I hope she's not like totally exhausted because it's New yeah. York. Not to say that the city isn't exhausting, but I think you've done such a good job of like managing who you're hanging out with, how long, the alone time, saying no. And I've just like seen a total,
yeah.
total shift in that
I
way.
I used to be, I mean, I'm so social. I hang out with everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing now is also too, it just is easier when you have people in your life that are self-contained
yeah.
and are processed. And everyone I hang out with, I love. And so before it was like, I would just hang out with people because they wanted to hang out with me. And now it's like, if you hang out with people you love, you can like, you have so much energy to always be yourself because you're sure. just always giving and receiving energy. Like I was telling you, I was at a dinner recently and I was with someone that I didn't like and I didn't know I didn't like them because I just met them. And no offense, you can yeah, not like
totally.
People. Like it's all good to not, like people don't like me. I sometimes don't like people. And I just was like, dude, whoa, I haven't hung out with someone I don't like in so long.
I know, it's I such like, a weird thing.
It was crazy.
It's so weird.
I was like looking at her, I was like, this is so crazy because I don't like you and we're together right now. And she's probably like—
You probably have no idea.
Dude, no idea. She texts me, she's like, I literally have never been so obsessed with someone.
I mean, that's
I was like, that's a lie.
It's a lie. It's a bold-faced lie where we just cut the shit.
Yeah, but I think it makes such a difference. So if you're out there and you're like feeling super drained anytime you either hang out with one person or maybe just in general, maybe you're kind of approaching social situations in a way that could be just draining in general, it might be time to take a look at your boundaries.
Yeah, for sure. What would you say for you with boundaries? Especially motherhood.
Yeah, it's been a complete like new lesson in boundaries when it comes to motherhood. And I think, you know, the early postpartum period is such a like super sensitive time. And I didn't realize the boldness of some people where they don't really understand and or remember how incredibly sensitive the mother is during that time. So it's like I really had to be clear with myself, with Sean, and with family and some friends where it's like, either I'm not available, like can't see the baby, and or I'm just not feeling it. A lot of people want to like take care of the baby when really it's like, I just want to be with the baby and I would really appreciate help type of thing in those early days. So I just had to get to know that and like, I wasn't mad at other people, but I knew, and I would talk to my therapist about this, I would talk to God about this, where I'm like, I know, this is my lesson. Like, I gotta use my voice.
Yeah.
But it was also that balance of like, I don't have the energy and I don't want to have to do that. I know,
can't you read my mind?
Yeah, can't you just read my mind?
Can't you read my mind?
And in moments, like Sean was really good and advocated for me and like spoke for me, which was nice because I was just so in that experience with the baby. But as I've come out of it, I have definitely been able to use my voice more and or just get curious with people, like be able to ask more direct questions when I feel like boundaries are a little bit blurred. And then also like having to, I don't know if this is a boundary, but like really kind of loosen the grip on that as well. Like at the same time where I'm like, I need to have boundaries and also, do I want to be, am I more stressed out by the boundaries? Or is this moment and or experience a call for me to like relax in to maybe this new experience? Because I'm now aware of how my energy could be experienced by my child. So I don't, it depends. It's like completely circumstantial where it's like sometimes the boundary is the best for me and the baby and the family. But sometimes my boundary is me trying to control a situation because this is completely new and I'm experiencing anxiety. So it's like being so in tune in those moments where I can tap in and really understand like, this is my anxiety actually driving this whole thing. And does me creating a boundary just soothe that anxiety or is it actually like healthy for me and those around me? So yeah, it's been a dance. I'm like just getting to know that and it feels like a, like you think you know boundaries and then like
totally,
it's a whole other like layer.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to the party. That's a boundary.
Yeah.
You're like, someone is going to hold my child. And like, yeah, it's like a totally different game.
Yeah. It's a different experience. But another piece of the inner glow up that I feel like that you mentioned and I've experienced in a different way, but just this letting go of this hyperfixation on how I look.
That's aging, dude. I swear to God, it just gets better.
It just, it's really interesting. And I didn't expect it because I expected going into this period after having a baby where I'm going to be like, okay, Lens, like your body's different. Like, how are you going to feel just having like a whole, you know, pre-experience to the experience? And then your life is so consumed by your role as a mother and this child that I really don't have time to worry too much, which is nice. And I also don't have time to even like get ready. So a lot of my aesthetic is actually hilarious to me.
It's a vibe.
It's a whole vibe. So like when we're dressed up for like a studio day, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, you're like, I'm stunning.
I know, I was like, I'm gorgeous. Yeah. But it's actually been such a relief. Like I'm so relieved not to have that hyperfixation anymore because I don't think it was unhealthy by any means. Like, I felt really good in my body mm-hmm. before a baby. I felt like, yeah, I mean, you know me. I was in like fucking crop tops everywhere I went, like da da da.
Had the abs out.
And I loved that. And it also made me kind of fixate on like what I was bringing to every moment, which was like partly my body. Mm-hmm. So it's actually kind of a relief to not be thinking about that. Yeah. And then have what's really important, which is kind of like this inner feeling of confidence and peace. And also like my husband reflect to me like how he feels about mm-hmm. like my body and or my beauty. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's actually, it does matter to me.
Yeah, of course.
And for him to like say that and see that in a season where I'm looking like I'm flipped upside down, like everywhere I go is really nice, mm-hmm. you know, because I don't want to ever be in that place again where I'm like prioritizing what I look like over how I feel
yes.
or, you know, the needs of myself and or my family. So it's, yeah, it's a recalibration of yeah. that whole relationship with the body and beauty. Not to say that I don't love a good, you know, look.
Love a good look.
I love a good look.
I think a last thing for me with the inner is energetically just recognizing that so much of what I would take on before isn't even mine.
Yeah.
So like, just like in moments, I'm like, oh, that's not mine. Like if, you know, I'm with someone, if I notice they're like projecting a little bit or they're a little funky or they're a little off, I'm like, oh, that's not mine. Because I think so often people process and are actually so anxious and overworked about other people's lives.
Yeah.
You know, even I'll notice in my family, there's so many family dynamics things going on. And it's like, I'm just like, okay, that's also not mine. Like all I can do in this moment is control what I'm going to do. I can't control anyone else's trauma, their processing, their journey, their choices. And I think people hold so much energy for other people and other people's experiences in their body and in their field.
Yeah.
It's like if you are just only in your experience and only in your field, and when you're interacting with someone, obviously sharing energy and being in that experience itself, but not taking on so much of other people's and not overwhelming yourself with other people's lives and their problems.
Yes.
Like as codependents, so many times people do that. It's like their whole life is consumed with everyone in their network and their family and their community, what's mm-hmm. going on with them. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean you don't care for people, but like, you can only care for people if you're resourced enough.
Yeah.
So often, end of every day, I release all energy back to anyone that I've interacted with. I take on no energy but my own. I restore myself back to my own essence and my frequency. And even in moments where I'm with someone, I'm like, even if someone's like emoting something or going through something, I just remind myself like I can be there for them and be loving, but it's not mine.
Yes.
Like it's not mine to hold. It's not mine to process. There's nothing for me to do with it. And it's allowed like a lightness in my field and a truth in my field that I think I was missing before, where I was just like so caught up in like loop patterns and like processing things for people, processing things for myself, processing things for my partner, processing things about our relationship. Like it was just so much holding and unsure and like stress that I had internally that I think was visible externally.
Oh yeah. Yeah, there's a part of me that is like a fixer and likes to just like be like have a solution for people. So like when people come to me and want to either vent or have a problem, it's like I want to be, I'm like the therapist.
Yeah.
But they didn't ask me to be the therapist. Yeah. And I find that like I'm very drained after.
Totally.
Because it's not really what that conversation is for. Mm. And that's not why I'm there.
Yeah.
Like to your point, it's like I can be loving, I can bear witness, but I don't need to take on and I don't need to take responsibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Such a good therapist though. You are too.
I am. And you are.
I just took my teeny tiny little capsule of BioCell. I take it in the morning and at night. And y'all, it's only been a few weeks, but I am seeing a difference. I am going to track my results. I took a before picture a few weeks back. So in another few weeks, I'm going to take another picture because y'all, my hair, skin, and nails are looking good. So I don't know if you know this, after the age of 21, you start to lose 1% of your collagen every single year. That's pretty wild. It's really important, collagen, because it's a natural support and firmness for your skin in your face. And BioSil is a premium product that helps you generate your own collagen. Unbelievable. And also helps you protect the collagen you already have. This is backed by science, over 25 years and $25 million in research. Real results, really impressive. BioSil is clinically proven to work for healthier hair, skin, and nails. It increases skin elasticity by 89% and decreases the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles by 30%. I am seeing that. I am seeing that around my eyes and on my forehead. I am a woman of certain age and I have fine lines. And so I have seen a total reduction in these lines and I am kind of shocked. So I'm gonna share some results with you in a few weeks with an after photo because your girl is feeling really good. All you have to do is take one capsule 2 times a day. It's so easy. They're so tiny and cute. It's vegan and BioSil doesn't contain any collagen from animals and it's GMO free. It's safe for pregnancy and breastfeeding. So if you're a mom or mom to be, all good because I'm breastfeeding. I'm taking this. You can buy online on BioSil's website, biosil.beauty, or your local retailer. Okay, get 30% off your first order on BioSil's website with code ALMOST30. Again, that's the code ALMOST30 for 30% off your first product order or subscription exclusively on biosil.beauty, BIOSIL.beauty. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Okay, this app has been with me through seasons of wanting to prevent pregnancy and also get pregnant. The app is Natural Cycles. It is a leading women's health company that they created the world's first FDA-cleared birth control app. So the app's algorithm uses hormone-driven changes in body temperature to let users know when they're fertile and not fertile. It is so easy, y'all. Every single morning I wake up, I have the thermometer on my bedside table, and then I take my temperature, I input the temperature into the app, and boom, there you go. It is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. It's pretty incredible. I know a lot of people are just thinking about their birth control. A lot of people are going off hormonal birth control. This is an incredible option for you. I've been using it for a couple years now. And again, it is so easy. So the algorithm uses the body temperature to determine where a user is at in their cycle. The more they measure, the more data it will have. And if you have an Oura ring, by the way, it syncs with your Oura ring and it'll take your temperature automatically. Pretty cool. You can trust Natural Cycles. For the past 10 years, they have been setting the precedent for non-hormonal and non-invasive birth control without sacrificing effectiveness. They were the first to introduce a birth control app, the first to receive FDA clearance as a birth control app, and the first birth control app to integrate with that wearable device, the Oura ring. They're the best. I'm excited for you all. Listen, as our listener, you are going to get a discount plus a free thermometer, baby. Use code ALMOST30 at naturalcycles.com to get 15% off an annual subscription plus a free thermometer. That's naturalcycles.com. You're going to use the code ALMOST30 to get 15% off an annual membership and a free thermometer.
Last very quick, but I think inner stability is like a very big piece that I think I could just leave right there, where it's like looking at, I think, a lot of like root chakra stuff. So if, you know, things are a little unstable or rocky within like maybe where you live, like how you're feeling about like your home.
Yes.
Or maybe your money, stability, safety.
Yes.
I do think that is something to look at and potentially tend to. I've just noticed that like in this season of my life, as like new as it is, there's so much stability. And I think that contributes to way less stress. I didn't realize mm-hmm. how stressed I was about a lot of like very foundational, like survival things.
Yep.
And I've just noticed that like add to glow or kind of my presence being less of like a subconscious, showing my subconscious on the outside where my subconscious is like really worried about like X, Y, and Z or has a fear of X, Y, and Z related to those kind of root chakra things. And yeah, I didn't mean for it. I didn't work on the stability, but I just realized that I'm in a season where I have like a partner where we're working on some like very unsexy things mm-hmm. that are like creating a stability mm-hmm. that I needed.
Yeah. And I think too, if you don't have that stability, then you're going to go to food to control.
Yeah.
Then you're going to go to your body to control. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to go to these other external aspects. And I think that's what a lot of people are doing because they don't feel yeah. internally stable. They don't feel internally resourced, internally in control. So we always look outside when yeah. we want that deep internal security and safety. And I think when you have that, it just becomes so much easier from the outside. Yeah. So how do you think you've gotten that internal stability?
I think it is like kind of boring and very unsexy, but like when it comes to now having a family, it's like creating a will, getting life insurance. I know yep. it's like no, very sure. unsexy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, whoa, these are things that could be stressful in the background, but it also could be something I could so easily be like, I'll get to it eventually. Mm-hmm. But the fact that like we're prioritizing it gives me confidence in like being an adult with a child and also just reminds me that I'm like doing this life with Sean. Mm-hmm. So it just, I don't know, it just makes me feel safe. I think the inner stability around like every morning, like this morning I was having a moment, like a good moment where I was like, whoa, like I'm in a home that has heats. The light is coming in my windows. Like we have food in the fridge. Like just these moments where I'm able to take in how safe and provided for I am, you know? And I think I could have more moments where I'm more wrapped up in like what I don't have yet and like what I have to do and still not there yet. And so those little micro moments create and or compound to create that like really solid stability within myself where I'm like, ah, yeah, that's the reminder I need so that my mind doesn't take me on a ride that mm-hmm. convinces me otherwise.
So it's like gratitude, presence, and then doing the unsexy mundane things yeah. that create that. Yeah, I think that's huge. It's even like with nutrition and wellness, like doing the unsexy things of like cooking your food at home. Or like getting enough water.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like walking.
Yes.
It's like all of that stuff is actually so important mm-hmm. to your glow up. Okay, so outer stuff. This is going to be the juicy things. We're going to
yeah,
get a little bit.
Yeah, let's do a quick fire of these.
Everyone's been asking me about peptides. So I talked a little bit about peptides before. So basically, I had my blood tested, I think sometime in my life, I've had my blood tested many a times. We've done through different companies before in the past, like Base.
Yeah.
But we were working with a company called Joy Wellness, Joy Women's Wellness. And I had my blood tested through them. It was probably my favorite blood test results company that I've ever gotten. It was super easy to read, super easy to understand. And it had everything that I could have ever wanted on there. And so I reviewed it with the doctor and my hormones were all out of wacky whack. Which happens. We've talked a lot about hormones on this episode or on Almost 30 for years. So if you search hormones Almost 30, you can learn a lot more about it. But throughout my journey in my life, my hormones have been off at various times. And this time it was pretty much like flatlined. Don't really know what was going on, but I had that going on. And then I also wanted to experiment with peptides. So I'd heard about peptides on Huberman's podcast. Mm-hmm. He has been taking different peptides throughout his journey. Sarah Morellin, Ipa Morellin, various ones. And peptides are basically a short string of amino acids that help you build muscle, boost weight loss, boost weight and fat loss, and help with muscle recovery. They can be sold in pills or they can be sold in like injectable form. And the one that I've been doing is called Ipa Morellin. And Ipa Morellin was recommended by my doctor at Joy Women's Wellness. And it's basically like a lozenge that you melt underneath your mouth and is supposed to help build muscle, build lean muscle. And so I'm always down to try new things. I like that it wasn't injectable.
Yep.
I also got injectable B12 through them and NAD. So I also do that as well. So weekly I'll do vitamin B12 because I was deficient. And if you are deficient in vitamin B12, it does make it really hard to lose weight. So vitamin B12 doesn't help people lose weight, but it hinders your weight loss if you're trying to lose weight. So it's really important with vitamin B12 that you have adequate amounts of it. Nutritional yeast is a great source of vitamin B12, or you can use Symbiotica's liposomal B12 is really, really great. But I was deficient. So that also could be hindering the fact that I didn't really feel as good in my body as I could have. So I got my vitamin B12 injections. I got NAD. NAD is for inflammation as well. NAD is kind of like a designer thing. It's like a supplement or therapy that people can use. It can improve cognitive function and helps with anxiety and depression, mm-hmm. helps with sleep quality, helps reduce inflammation, gives you energy. And it's a coenzyme in your body, making it really important for your metabolism, which helps all those areas. So I wanted to get NAD for energy levels, for sleep. I've heard it's really amazing. So I got those three things from Joy Women's Wellness. And I really swear that epimorelin, like this peptides have been amazing.
Yep.
I've been taking them for like 8 months now and I've just noticed such a difference in my like muscle tone, mm-hmm. in like the leanness of my body. Like it's just felt so much better. I've definitely been changing my workouts too, which I can talk about, but it's felt like I have so much more strength when I am working out. And I've noticed that since I started working out a long time ago, I've been working out for a long time, I've kind of been doing the same things and I haven't really been increasing the weight or going harder. Most of the time, because I was so tired. It was like, you're doing 12 HIIT classes a week. You can't freaking, you're so tired. So with adequate rest and then also going harder because I had the energy to go harder, I've just noticed such better results. Mm-hmm. So epimorelin from Joy Women's Wellness has been really, really helpful for that. I will say that the government actually is making peptides illegal.
Oh, of course. Why not?
So these are naturally occurring amino acids that we can get and people can take. And because they can't regulate them, the government is now going to make them illegal.
That is so crazy.
So Andrew Huberman has a bunch of episodes about this. Joe Rogan actually interviewed a doctor that talked about this, how it's actually really shady that the government is now going to regulate this and actually make them illegal because it's not like an actual pharmaceutical that they can benefit from. So I think people say that in a way that semaglutide Ozempic is like, has aspects of a peptide, but because they can like make it a pharmaceutical and because they can make money from it, they're like allowing that, but they're not allowing naturally occurring branched chain amino acids. Isn't that crazy?
I mean,
so actually, I don't know if I can get my peptides anymore. So if you guys are listening,
boil. I'm sure they will provide some underground
clinics
or whatever. That's so crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. That's disgusting.
Because what the epimorelin does, I think other peptides do other things, but it stimulates your pituitary gland, which helps your body create more human growth hormone. So as you age, your body produces less human growth hormone because when you get older, you actually don't need to build as much muscle. You don't really need it. But by doing that, you're able to build more muscle because you have more human growth hormone in the body.
Yeah.
So it's actually just kind of stimulating something that would be happening naturally.
The first thought I had was that they're trying to suppress us getting healthier.
Oh, 100%. What do you mean? Like, welcome to the podcast.
Not like, even the money piece. Like, they just, wow, that, yeah, that bums me out. But, you know, hopefully if enough people...
It's the war with peptides and big pharma. That's what the episode was.
Wow.
The guest was Gary Brecka. And they reclassified, so the FDA reclassified peptides into something else.
Wow.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I know now. So that was what I was taking. I don't know if I'll be able to be taking it anymore, but it was really, really, it was really, really nice.
And you got it through, like Joy Wellness would send it to you.
Yeah.
Cool.
So they're, it's a doctor that reviews all your panels. So anything they give you has to be like done with a doctor.
Okay.
They also have other things for hormones. I got like hormone supplements that were specific to me for thyroid, vitamin D, the B12, NAD, and the epimorelin. But they have other things as well that you can get for libido, that you can get for your hormones, that you can get for anti-aging. Like they have a lot of really cool, advanced, new things that you can try.
Okay. One of my outer glows, I was telling Krista before we started, is I follow like 80 facial massage accounts. Mm-hmm. And it's been a year and a few months since I last got a little of Botox in my forehead. And this is something I just love the look of it, yada, yada, preventative, whatever. But since getting pregnant, having the baby, still breastfeeding, I'm just not willing to get it. And I just got to thinking
that perhaps this is the moment that I try alternatives, mm-hmm. like more natural alternatives. So in addition to like having a great skincare routine, I wanted to try to stimulate the lymphatic system and the fascial system so that the muscles naturally are stronger.
Yes.
And can like taut the face.
Yes,
like they're
instead
supposed
of freezing
to.
Them. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And what I've noticed is like the area that I'm most aware of and that is hardest to reduce the fine lines and wrinkles is the forehead, which is where I've gotten Botox.
Wow.
So I'm just, you know, I'm getting curious about how I can on a daily basis do a bit of facial massage. It takes at least, I would say 10 minutes. People say you can do like 2 minutes a day. I'm like,
no.
For real results, I think at least 10 minutes a day. So after the baby goes to bed, I'll take a shower and then I'll do a really like indulgent nighttime routine and I'll massage the fuck out of my face. I'll also do a scalp massage. So almost like gripping the hair really close to the root, twisting a little bit, seeing where the tension is in my head.
Whoa, that's a good one.
And so you're able to not only even out your face, but it also affects the muscles in the forehead. So yeah, I've been learning a lot. I've come very close to spending a lot of money on courses for facial massage.
Oh my God, I've seen those.
It's fascinating. But there are so many, like before and afters that I've seen and people are always so judgmental. They're like, you got fillers, you got Botox. And who knows, right?
I actually believe that
but
they haven't.
But I really
I've seen
believe.
Difference in my face.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So whether it's gua sha with your hands, even there are other tools. I'm trying to think of, there's like a...
The rollers. Microcurrent, I really like.
Yeah. So I think hands are amazing. So if you can really practice and get that rhythm, cut your nails, because I started to do it with long nails, it doesn't work. So I think that's the best. And you can do it anywhere you are and just using an oil to make it easier. So that's been something that I'm focused on and also noticing already a difference.
You can notice a difference in a day.
Oh, for sure.
This one side of my face is so much tighter, the muscles. So I can notice, I will watch Married at First Sight and just go brain dead.
Totally.
And literally just massage my face for like an hour.
Oh,
I will just go to town with TMJ and my tools and just freaking go in. And the symmetry in my face is so different. The lift in my face is so different. Like my face looks completely different.
100%.
Because it's so weird. Back in the day, it's like you would do all this stuff to your face with like makeup or whatever, but you would never actually manually move the muscles around.
Yes. If you're
so
highlighting your face, but there's not the structure underneath it to support
it. Contour.
It's contour.
Yes.
That's what I meant.
If you're contouring.
Clearly I'm not.
Yes. I tried to contour. I looked dirty.
Exactly.
I just looked like
if you don't have the underneath to kind of at least a little bit to support it, it looks a little funky, but yeah, that and face yoga, I've been trying. It's hilarious. It's actually really hard and tiring, but it's really like an example, going like this and then going 60 times each and then up and down. So,
whoa, I'm into that. I know with your eyes, it's really good because we're so used to our eyes looking straight at a computer, at our phone. And so it's actually really good to move your eyes around, like to all four corners.
Okay.
Because it gives them just a little bit of a break and it helps really relax and move your muscles in different directions.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's another one, almost like the relaxing of the eyes by looking really far into the distance helps. Helps with anxiety, helps to de-stress, and helps to relax the eye muscles. Because if you think about how tight the eye muscles are all of your day.
Yes.
Because we're looking at our screens and our computer at the same distance.
And our necks.
Our necks,
I mean, I think about my neck probably 50 times a day where I'm like looking at my phone, I'm like, fuck the wrinkles in my neck.
Yeah.
You know, and just like being able to lengthen, massage it. There's different massages you can do on your neck. There are little abdominal curls you can do with your neck.
Oh my God, stop.
I'm deep in it.
She's deep in it. Yeah, I completely agree. So facial massage, gua sha. I go to Face Gym. There's some locations all over the world. I love Face Gym. It's facial massage only. That's been incredible. Microcurrent devices. Whenever I'm in LA, I go to Take Care Beauty and get my facial from my girl there. But I completely agree. I think that's such a good one for the outer glow up that I think has changed my entire face. I would also say low impact, steady state workouts. Impact, steady state workouts.
Okay, tell me more.
So from the show, we've learned over time, Dr. Stephen Grimbal and other people, that to burn fat, it's actually best to do low impact, steady state cardio on a fasted state in the morning. So not having breakfast and then doing your lifts workout. So doing like an incline walk or doing a walk, doing something that's very easy, that's going to keep your heart rate in like a certain range, not too high, is actually the best for burning fat. So a lot of times people would do workouts, like I would do SoulCycle, which is high impact.
First thing.
Fasted. And that basically is burning carbohydrates and sugar. Yeah. So what happens after that is you get starving and then you get tired because your body is looking to replenish the sugar and carbohydrates right away. So that's why you're either so hungry or tired. And then you're going to either eat and then replenish those stores and you actually haven't burned that much fat. So if you want to burn fat, it's doing like incline walks or walks early in the morning on a fasted state, which is just been like a game changer. I don't always do fasted because I really love breakfast. Yeah. I usually eat breakfast at like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
But when I have noticed, I'll do that when I travel because I'm a little off when I travel. I can totally tell a difference in my body.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And also helps with just like your puffiness, your inflammation, helps your body. You just feel more connected to your body. You feel more relaxed. So I'm just such a fan of like walking, incline walking, at least for like 30 to 45 minutes a day, doing it with friends will absolutely change the composition of your body and the amount of stress and inflammation that you hold.
I do a slow step machine.
Love that.
It's just really nice because it's like, I don't know, I'm able to-
I did that at Equinox on Sunday.
Keep like a posture that feels good. I put my hands behind my back. I'm like 70, but it's like really slow, measured. It's almost like meditative, but you're working your butt and your glutes.
Yes. That's good for the boots, the booty.
It's real good for, this is the year of the booty, baby.
Yeah, this is my goal this year, guys. In this year, I need to grow a butt. But I also realized—
We're watching.
I also was like, I'm just like, how do you have only your food go to your ass? Can someone help me?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's more—
Everyone's like, eat more. I'm like, eating a lot.
Eat more and like protein, but then also how are you, I guess the lifting part.
Yeah,
I lifted.
And I have been lifting, but I lifted really hard with a trainer for like 2 weeks with Jesse and I hurt myself.
Oh, like lower back?
Yes. Lower back and hip is still hurting me. Because he was not watching my form. He was just trying to chat.
Dude, trainers, you rarely find a good trainer who's not just sitting there and like asking you about your life. I would love for you to just focus on being a great trainer right now.
I would love to focus on my form.
Yeah.
I would love to pay $200 for you to focus on what we're here to do.
Because when I'm in Equinox and I see the trainers with other people, I'm like, you're paying for this?
That's why I don't want trainers.
Because
I'm just like, oh, what happened with your mother?
I know.
Literally. You know, and then they're like, oh my God. And then it becomes a session for them.
Yeah.
And so I can't even really have that. But yeah, the lifting for the booty. But I completely, so low impact, steady state has helped. Inflammation has helped. Muscle tone has helped. Fat loss, and has also helped just me not be so puffy.
Yep. Creating an actual outer glow, eating a lot of fats and proteins. I've noticed it in my skin, whether it's like grass-fed butter, you know, like just really good animal product meat, avocados, coconut oil, just finding creative ways to like make sure I'm getting at least a healthy fat and a good protein in almost every meal has made a really, really big difference. And coupled with that, making sure that I'm hydrating properly with electrolytes. So that combo has just, I think, helped in this season where I'm like very much should be depleted. I'm just hyper aware of like how much more I really need in order to even reach like a baseline of feeling good because I'm breastfeeding and because I'm postpartum. So that's been number one. And yeah, I have to eat first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
I can't fast anymore.
I think fasting's over, to be honest.
Yeah, especially for
fasting.
Women.
I think we're done fasting.
Yeah.
But I will actually a few times a week finish my dinner at like 3.
Uh-huh.
And then I will go all the way till the next morning.
Oh, I like that.
So there'll be a few, maybe like 3 days a week where I'll do like 16 hours or more. Once a month, I'll do 24 hours just because it feels good. So like playing with that has been good, but most of the time I'm not fasting.
Yep.
12 hours maximum.
I think an early dinner is
Early dinner is so the best. Key. Okay. I would also say for outer glow up is dressing myself. Mm-hmm. You guys, part of the outer glow up that we've been experiencing is me putting on clothes. Me actually wearing and putting on clothes. Like I was thinking about 2020, 2021.
Well, I mean, we 2020,
were all in a vibe. We
whatever.
Were all just we like athleisure sweatpants, gross, nasty, but I've just been investing in my clothes more than before. It doesn't mean I'm buying expensive stuff, but I've just been expressing myself from a fashion perspective and trying harder than I think I've done in the past, which has been so much fun. So actually getting ready, even if I'm doing, going to the grocery store, even if I'm going to get coffee, even if I'm going anywhere where I could wear athleisure or I could not dress up, I'm giving myself a look moment.
Yes.
And I could even feel when my family came for the holidays, they're like athleisureville. On a tip. Everyone in Ohio is just athleisureville. So everyone's just like looking like athleisure 24/7. And I'm like, guys, we need to like put on clothes. We're going places. So getting dressed has been incredible. I like brands like Naked Fashion, obviously Revolve. I share out my links for Revolve on my stories. And just like trying and having it feel fun and playful and like showing off my body and learning how to dress my body.
Yes.
So that's been another thing too. Find women that have bodies similar to yours online and then see what they're doing. Look at the cuts of fabrics. Mm-hmm. Look at the fabric choices. Look at the lengths of things. Look at like the colors. Like it just look at what they're wearing and make it work for you. And I realized that so many women that have bodies like me dress a certain way or are highlighting certain features. And so it helped me to be like, okay, that works for them. I can try that for me. And then it just works so much better than I think before. I didn't understand how to really dress my body.
Yep. Yeah, totally. Well, I think there's such a period of time. I don't know if it's like in our 20s, whatever. Maybe it's dictated by like the actual year, like whether it's like a 2000s or whatever. But I think that we're so focused on what the trend is.
Yes.
And we forget that like that trend might actually not be for our bodies.
Oh, 100%. Oh my gosh.
And so it looks just a little off or awkward when we can totally take a flavor of a trend, but like make it our own. And I think a lot of us aren't very confident when it comes to fashion. Like we just kind of look elsewhere and be like, okay, I should probably try that. But I love like finding your own personality in fashion, which I think you've done really, really well.
Yeah. I was best dressed in high school.
I mean, come on.
I just needed to bring it back.
She's having a renaissance.
I'm having a renaissance. High school Krista is back in the mix. So mine were dressing myself and getting dressed, actually taking time, finding dressing yourself fun, dressing for your body, increase or low impact, steady state, and then peptides.
Love it. Mine was facial massage. Whether that's face yoga, gua sha, with your hands, et cetera. And then getting enough really good animal protein and fat every single day and every single meal. Proper hydration with electrolytes. We talk about that ad nauseum. And that's kind of it. It's very simple.
Yeah. Yours is very plain and simp.
Plain and simp, baby. All right.
Okay, guys. This was Inner and Outer Glow Up. Any other questions, you guys can send them our way. We wanted to make sure this was helpful for you and just sharing a little bit about what's been going on internally and externally with how we've been looking, because you've been asking. You can listen to more episodes from Almost 30. We have over 600 on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We have almost30.com. You can find more information about Lindsay and I in the show. We have Morning Microdose, which is our greatest hits of Almost 30. You can find a daily dose of inspiration and motivation. It's truly the best. Almost 30 Podcast on TikTok and Instagram. You can find me on Instagram at It's Krista.
And I'm at Lindsay Simsek. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. We'll see you on the next one.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.